Amid heightened tensions between nuclear-armed Pakistan and India, Saudi Arabia's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Adil Al-Jubeir, has arrived in Islamabad for an official visit. Upon his arrival, Al-Jubeir was warmly received by the Saudi ambassador to Pakistan and senior officials from Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During his visit, Al-Jubeir met with Pakistan's finance minister and deputy prime minister, Ishaq Dar, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The two discussed a range of issues, including the ongoing tensions between Pakistan and India. Al-Jubeir is scheduled to hold further talks with Pakistani leadership during his visit, with a particular focus on the escalating situation between the two neighboring countries. Earlier, the Saudi minister had visited India before arriving in Islamabad from New Delhi. International and regional players have been actively involved with the two nuclear-armed neighbors in a bid to seek de-escalation and avoid a potential wider conflict. Sources said the United States and Saudi Arabia emerged as two main interlocutors between Pakistan and India. Those efforts were more visible on Thursday. While Saudi Arabia dispatched its Deputy Foreign Minister Adil Al-Jubeir to New Delhi on an unannounced visit, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan and later telephoned Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif. Given Saudi Arabia's geostrategic and economic interests, escalation in tensions leading to a wider conflict between India and Pakistan will hurt its interests. While squarely blaming the New Delhi for the current crisis, Pakistan, according to the sources, told the Saudi and U.S. interlocutors that Islamabad had never desired escalation in tensions. It is believed that Pakistan told those international players that the country wanted the international community to condemn Indian missile strikes targeting innocent civilians. Pakistan also informed them that under the pretext of the Pahalgam attack, India was trying to walk away from the Indus Waters Treaty, a water-sharing accord that survived wars and other phases of tensions between the two countries. The sources said Pakistan asked both the United States and Saudi Arabia that India needs to mend its ways and will have to reverse its decision on holding the treaty in abeyance.